You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, folks, I don't know where you're going to be on January 24th, 2028. I know where I'll be. I'll be at the college football playoff championship at the Caesars Superdome, watching the LSU Tigers take on somebody. I don't know. Jeff Hundley joins us, CEO of Allstate Sugar Bowl. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. And the odds are you're going to be right about the Tigers. They've been here the last four times we've hosted in this building. So,
yeah. So odds on favorite, and I could take a few liberties. It's my show, Jeff.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, this is exciting news, man. This is big news. I mean, I know that y'all were working towards it. Did y'all really think you would get it?
Well, you know, we figured if we put the effort in and we got the support that it would come our way. Fortunately, it did, and we're excited. It's, you know, it's a huge event. It's we have hosted it in 2020, as you referenced, and LSU beat Clemson then, and it's been, we've worked for 2 years almost now trying to put the bid package together, and it required a coordinated, you know, state and citywide effort in order to make things happen. A lot of groups and organizations had to come together in order to put a successful bid package together. And fortunately, we were able to do so. And we're happy to have Rich Clark from the College Football Playoff in town yesterday to hand us the keys for 2028.
Absolutely. People don't realize how much work goes into this, right? It's very, very competitive. Probably every bit as competitive as trying to get a Super Bowl in many respects, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the stakes are not quite as high. The Super Bowl is what it is. It's a huge corporate event, but this is, second only to the Super Bowl. It draws more television viewers than the national championship game. It's the last time we hosted the Sugar Bowl and the CFP championship, it was over a $500 million economic impact event with more than $50 million in direct tax revenue. And as I said, there are more television viewers than the NCAA men's Final Four for this event. So it's a big deal. And, you know, there's a lot of cities that want to be in right now. You know, we've got Vegas is going to host next year. And then, you know, Nashville is building their new stadium and they're trying to get in. And there's a lot of people wanting this because it's, you know, it's a plum event. It's a 4-day event. It's got music festivals and fan experiences and what have you throughout, you know, culminating with the big game on Monday night, the 24th.
Yeah. And, you know, it, because of the nature of the teams that are playing, they're much more historic in nature than NFL teams. They have a huge alumni group, right? So when you're playing for the national championship, every alumnus of that particular participating schools got an interest and a desire to head to the city of New Orleans and see the game.
Yes, indeed. You know, we're fortunate that this city just sets up so well. Walt Legere says it all the time that we're built to host, and that he's totally accurate there, that this is a spot where alumni and fans want to come. And typically we do very well when we hosted in 2020. The then director of the college football playoff called that event the best in the first 6 years of the playoff. And we're going to try to prove them right again the next time we host in 28. So I think it'll be a good event with a lot of people in town, bringing a lot of money and tourism and a lot of good things that come with it. One of the things that, you know, we're most proud of when we hosted in 2020, it started our involvement with the college football playoffs Extra Yard for Teachers program, which is a foundation that supports public school teachers. And together with the playoff folks, we've done $5 million in support of public school teachers here in New Orleans since 2019. And with this event, it'll bring another big influx of money to support that effort. And so it makes us feel like we're doing, in addition to the economics of the event, we're doing some real good in our community.
And we have the added benefit of having a quarterfinal game for the playoffs that will be played as our Sugar Bowl game, which is a nice little caveat as well.
Pretty good little doubleheader. Have a quarterfinal playoff game on January 1st, and 3 weeks later have the national championship game. It's we'll have to make sure we're taking our vitamins that year, but I think it'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be a big economic boon to the city, and certainly bring the national spotlight not once but twice in the same month to New Orleans, and hopefully it'll show well, and we'll be off and running.
You know, it's interesting because it is possible to have one of the two teams that play in that quarterfinal to come back 2 weeks later and play in the championship.
Yeah, the way they've set the playoff up now, that certainly is a possibility. It hadn't happened yet, but you never say never.
We'll
have another chance to find out this year. This is just the second year of the 12-team playoff, so it's been interesting to watch that evolve. But there's definitely a lot of fan interest in the college football playoff, and I think that's only going to grow over time.
Is what you're hearing, Jeff, that people like this 12-team playoff format better?
I think they do, but I think they like it better than the 4-team for sure. I think
right.
The conferences that run the playoff and comprise the playoff are considering expanding already, going to potentially 16 teams or more in the future. They have a trigger date of that expansion could happen as early as next year. But the conferences would have to make a decision by December 1st of this year in order for that to happen. Based on everything we're hearing right now, it's probably not likely that any change will take place by December 1st. So we'll probably have at least one more year after this with the 12 teams. And then it's likely to expand. And the biggest reason for the expansion is revenue. Those conferences are now sharing, you know, having to share revenue with players. And so the financial pressures they're facing are greater than they've ever been in history. And they're looking for new ways, and additional rounds of the playoff is one way to skin the cat.
Yeah, I guess at some point, Jeff, there's a ceiling. I think you and I talked offline about that one day. There's got to be a ceiling at some point, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I don't think football, just by its nature, it's not basketball where you can pick up and go. This is as physical of a game as it is. There's not. There's only so many games that they can do, and even if they expand beyond 16 teams, there's speculation that conference championship games possibly could go away because, you know, they're still young people. And they're not fully developed you know, men just yet, and you know, to ask them to play 20 games in a season is a bit much. You know, the NFL barely does that, so I would expect, you know, they'll land at what works. You know, taking everything into consideration, player safety, the finances, and what have you. But we're not in those discussions. We just have to react to whatever the conferences decide and move accordingly.
Jeff, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, the Sugar Bowl committee does a lot more than just put on the Sugar Bowl. If you just take a few minutes and remind folks of all that you guys do.
Well, I still get asked when I meet somebody for the first time and they find out I work for the Sugar Bowl, I often get, "That's a full-time job." Yeah, it's a full-time job, believe me. But we do almost 30 other events throughout the year. We're big in amateur sports and high school sports. We sponsor the state high school football championships. We do the Manning Quarterback Award, goes to the top quarterback in the country every year. We do the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award ceremony at the national championship game every year. We do the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. We do that induction ceremony on an annual basis. We do a big deal in the spring through the national. We run the local chapter of the National Football Foundation, and we honor several local high school student athletes who've done well on the football field and in the classroom, and then award scholarships. You know, in the last decade, we've done $750,000 in scholarships for deserving young people, something that, you know, that we're proud of. You know, and then we're always busy, you know, trying to, you know, stay relevant financially so that we can compete with what we know the future is going to be, because it's with all the change that's happened with the student athletes now being able to be paid, it's created pressure in the whole college athletic ecosystem financially, and we've got to be ready to compete, because we don't want to drop below the echelon that this organization has enjoyed for the last 92 years.
Yep. Y'all have a fairly large committee, and if somebody wants to get involved, they can just reach out to you guys, right? A lot of opportunities for volunteers.
Yeah, and there's going to be, with this national championship game, it's a very heavy, you know, on needing volunteers, and we work hand in glove with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation on the national championship. The two groups comprise the host committee for the national championship, and they've got an outstanding volunteer program that will come heavily into play as we get ready to host the national championship in 2028.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Best of luck to you guys. This was great news. I knew that it was going to be announced at some point. I don't know why I thought it was later in the year. But, you know, when I heard it yesterday, I said, "Oh, wow, God, awesome." I knew you all were into running, and it's always good to hear that we won.
Well, it is. It was a good winning moment for the city and state. It's funny. We were joking in the office that it was the worst-kept secret ever, because, you know, we were able to Google 2 weeks out from the press conference, if you Googled where the national championship was going to be in 2028, it said New Orleans. So somebody on the internet knew something.
Well, that means I need to get out of my cave, because I didn't know about it. It's not saying much for me, Jeff. Oh, geez. Yeah, it was funny, because I actually went to the website last night, and it had it there. But it was after the announcement, so... But anyway,
we've been trying to line up schedules. We've known for a little while, but we tried to line up schedules where the CFP executive director could be here as part of the announcement, and worked out, you know, really well. We're excited and proud to be part of it, and hope that the community and the business community at large will help us as we attempt to raise the finances that will be needed in order to meet our obligations that we've made to getting this bid.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again to you and your team and all the folks that put in an incredible effort in putting that package together. That is not easy. I've seen those packages. It's a big production. And everyone out there needs to know just how hard these folks work in order to bring these incredible events to our city as we continue to punch above our weight in so many different ways. Jeff Hundley, CEO, Allstate Sugar Bowl. Thank you so much, Jeff, and congratulations again, and have a great week.
Thank you very much, Newell.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. Just want to make sure that we remind you that one of our greatest freedoms as Americans is the right to vote. Early voting for New Orleans elections in 30 other parishes happening now through Saturday, October 4th. Please get out and vote early or make plans now to cast your ballot on Election Day, Saturday, October 11th. And to find your early voting place or to see a sample ballot, please go to WWL.com for everything you need to know. Also, a reminder, we will visit Dave Cohen and myself with Oliver Thomas, one of the mayoral candidates, tomorrow for an hour-long in-depth conversation at noon until 1 o'clock, and more to follow here on WWL. Also wanted to give a shout-out to Pigeon's Catering, Dean Pigeon out there, for hosting our lunch today. Guy Williams and I put have a lunch that we auction off for auctions in August, and we will dine with the winner of that item today in the chef's room at Pigeon's Catering's facility out there on Jeff Highway, and he hosted us last year. We had an incredible meal. Look forward to spending time with Dean and his staff again today. They do an absolutely incredible job. So in a few minutes, we will be joined by Steve Scalise, U.S. Congressman representing the 1st Congressional District of Louisiana, and he's the House Majority Leader. The government shutdown is in day two now. I guess it's day two. And this is kind of how this is going to work, folks. And we just have a few minutes with the congressman, but I wanted to give a little bit of backdrop. So federal employees are actually paid today and tomorrow, depending on where they work in the federal government. And then the next time they are paid is in 2 weeks from today, that Thursday, and in 2 weeks from tomorrow, that Friday. So not as much pressure, I guess is one way of putting it, because they won't be out any money because they're getting paid today and tomorrow. And it gives us this window of trying to get something worked out, I guess, where it's not as much pressure. Now, having said that, there are other things that are, in fact, immediately impacted and will probably start being impacted late this afternoon into tomorrow morning, whether that's national parks that are closing, other things that are closing, some of the non-essential folks that are, and there's allegedly a plan that the Trump administration has as to how they're going to approach this government shutdown. It cost the government $400 million a day to pay government employees to not work. So the days that they've had already, we have spent $800 million, and as of right now, and for folks not to work, the non-essential folks not working. So as that keeps going forward, that number is going to obviously going up exponentially. And, you know, so we'll see where this goes. I mean, it seems to be pretty caustic right now. There seems to be some lines drawn in the sand, some demands made. There's a clean continuing resolution that's been offered up by the Republicans, like it's been done before, 13 times before, to carry the existing budget forward to November 21st and get to buy some time over a month, roughly 6 weeks, to try to reach an agreement on another continuing resolution for purposes of the budget. It is a move and a process that has been done many, many times. The difference here is that there are things, and Republicans have done this, Democrats have done it, but there are things that the Democrats are asking for, and we'll find out exactly what that is from Steve Scalise, that they say if they don't get it, they're not going to pass this bill. And some of these are very, very costly items, adding $1.5 trillion to the deficit. And we're talking about dollars to be spent. And remember, under this plan that the Democrats are proposing, I think it's a continuing resolution for a month only. So a lot of money crammed into this 30-day. I may be wrong, but we'll get to the bottom of that. For a lot of different things. And some of the things, they want permanent changes to processes that have been out there for a while, that they permanently stay in place. Now, I don't know about you, but it just seems to me that we would be giving people more time if we're asking for permanent changes to go into place. And some of that is the subsidization of Obamacare, which is not one of the cheapest insurances out there. It does not deliver what they say it delivers. A lot of people don't ever like to talk about that. They like to talk about it in the abstract. But the fact of the matter is, it has not really succeeded in its original stated mission, as to what it was going to be able to provide and what it would do relative to health care costs. Since the implementation of Obamacare, the cost has experienced about a 100% increase, if not more. So there are a lot of issues that are out there that are very complicated. They're intertwined with a bunch of other issues as well. And interestingly, I'm not quite certain why Democrats are taking this approach, because when they do, in a shutdown mode, they've actually granted President Donald Trump a lot of latitude and a lot of leverage to do a number of things that they certainly would not be in favor of. So it will be interesting to see how this will ultimately play out. All right, we're going to get to a break, and when we come back, we will have U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise join us. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise, who represents the 1st Congressional District of Louisiana, but most importantly, he is the House Majority Leader. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Great to be back with you. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, Steve. I guess here we go again. We're at the 12th hour or just past the 12th hour of a government shutdown, now day two. Can you give us the state of the state?
Yeah, we had a vote yesterday in the Senate on the bill that the House passed. So 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago today, we had a bill in the House to prevent a government shutdown, and it passed mostly on party line votes, unfortunately, but it went over to the Senate. And so that bill is only short term. It keeps the government open until November 21st. And obviously, you know, we have a lot of differences on the whole funding of government issue, but at least it allowed government to stay open. Nobody's held hostage while we have those negotiations. Well, of course, over in the Senate, Chuck Schumer has been very clear that he wanted a shutdown. He did not want to pass that bill. And so they've been voting on it every day. They voted yesterday. The Senate's going to vote again today. And I was with Senate leadership, Senate Leader Thune, and their leadership team yesterday, and, you know, we were talking through, and obviously, they, you know, they've got the bill now, the bill that keeps reopens the government now that it's shut down. So they're going to keep bringing it up for a vote, and hopefully, you know, they got 3 Democrats yesterday. They need 8 Democrats total to get enough votes to pass it to the president's desk. And so hopefully they get to that 8 soon. Today would be great. And then we still have big issues to negotiate over, but we should not be having this kind of, you know, shut down government, you know, held hostage situation.
It seems to me that there's an attempt to take away some of the provisions in the bill that was passed by Republicans this past year, referred to as the One Big Beautiful Bill, and that they want to relitigate this on and tie it and use the budget process as leverage. Is that a fair characterization?
That's fair. I mean, you know, normally when you're talking about what's called a clean continuing resolution, meaning we have differences on how we should fund government for the new fiscal year, but while we're trying to negotiate that, let's keep government funded at its current level with no changes. That's called a clean CR. So that's what we pass through the House. There's no poison pills in it. You know, it just gives us more time, 2 more months to keep the negotiations going. What Schumer did 2 weeks ago is filed an alternative bill. He said, no, we don't want to just keep the government open. We have a whole list of demands, and it included $1.5 trillion, $1.5 trillion in new spending, completely unrelated to anything anybody's negotiated. Plus, he also, in his bill, repealed a whole lot of the provisions of the what's called now the Working Families Tax Cut. One of those provisions that they repeal, Newell, are the verifications we put in place to make sure that people here illegally don't get taxpayer-funded benefits. And we're talking about that's a $200 billion item alone. And so, you know, Maxine Waters, for example, was asked yesterday, are y'all shutting the government down to give free health care to illegals? And she, in essence, said yes, because that's a $200 billion item just to give free health care to illegals. And it's in their alternative proposal, which is insane that that's why they're shutting the government down.
It's interesting that they would pick that topic, though, because they know what the Republican response is going to be, right? I mean, why would we want to go 2 steps forward, 3 steps back?
Yeah, and look, they can disagree with the results of the election from last year. And frankly, I think that's really what this is about, is that Chuck Schumer and his far left base, it's not most mainstream Democrats, it's the far left radicals, they want to see Chuck Schumer fighting Donald Trump. They don't know what they want him to fight over. They just want to fight with Donald Trump. Well, Trump won the election. Whether you voted for him or not, he is the president. And if you're just picking a fight for the sake of a fight, that's one thing. When you're allowing things like troop pay, because our men and women in uniform do not get paid during a shutdown. You know, things like the National Flood Insurance Program are now lapsed during a shutdown. So if you're trying to close on a house in southeast Louisiana, and of course, if you're in a flood zone, you need flood insurance, you can't even close on a house today, because the government is shut down. Now, of course, in the bill we passed through the House, it keeps the flood insurance program going. It pays our troops. It does all those things. That's the bill sitting over in the Senate that Schumer keeps voting against.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of texts. The rules as it relates to government shutdown have changed. People are referring back to the time of Reagan and Clinton and all of that. Actually, the rules that we play by today are different than it was then, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, the base rules go back to the 1870s of all times. But, you know, there have been some changes along the way that, frankly, have given more power to the president, whoever the president is. If you get into a government shutdown, you know, people theoretically say, oh, the power of the purse is with Congress. Well, over years, Congress has given more of that power away to the executive branch. During a shutdown, almost all of the power of the purse goes to the president. So ironically, Chuck Schumer, by shutting the government down because he wants to fight with Donald Trump, is giving more power to Donald Trump. And so it just doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's where things are right now. Trump literally gets to determine, and Obama had this during the shutdown in 2013. Under President Obama, President Obama had the ability to determine, in essence, what is essential to fund and what is not. That's an enormous amount of power to give to the President of the United States, but that's the law. That's not a new law. It's an old law that's been on the books for a long time.
And, you know, a lot of folks don't really understand, Steve, because I'm getting a lot of texts talking about, you know, about this notion with the illegals in medical care. as to some of the switches that were turned off, some of that were turned on by Biden with no statutory authority, quite frankly, just by an executive order.
Yeah.
And that those were done away with. And they're saying, well, it's a lie. They're not providing medical insurance. But there's like three or four possible different avenues for them to get their medical care paid for, right?
There are. And so what happened is, you know, under Biden created some loopholes for people that are on parole, for example, that are here illegally. They would become eligible for certain benefits in health care. Then you always had laws, and this is where some Democrats are trying to play fast and loose with the law, but they're not being honest about it. They're saying, oh, the law says somebody here illegally is not legally able to get Medicaid, for example. Well, the problem with that is it's the verification. How do you know they're here illegally? What Democrats have done in the past is turned off the verification and said you're not allowed to verify whether they're legal or not. So on one hand, you're saying, okay, you can't get this product if you're here illegally, but then you're not able to ask them if they're here illegally, so they get the product. They're getting Medicaid. And so what we did in the One Big Beautiful Bill is we put back in place verifications. You know, we're going to check to see if you're here legally before you can get taxpayer-funded benefits like Medicaid. And those verifications are now in law. One of the things Chuck Schumer did in his alternative bill he filed to open the government is he got rid of those verifications. So illegals would then be able to get benefits again because we would no longer be able to verify whether somebody's here legally or not. So they're trying to play it both ways, and they're saying, oh, you still can't get the benefits if you're here illegally, but nobody can ask you and check if you're here illegally, so you get the benefits if you ask for them. And it was happening. By the way, the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that that change will cost $200 billion more to taxpayers to give, because those benefits would then absolutely go to illegals. So they're trying to say it's not real, but it is.
So for the benefit of the listening audience, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is an independent body that assesses these financial transactions, looks at the downstream implications, characterizes them, and puts a fiscal note on it. And they came back and said, no, y'all are wrong. They are getting the benefit of it, and it's costing us $200 billion.
Yeah, and think of this irony, Newell. You know, you can go back just a few months ago. When we passed that bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, they were criticizing it left and right. The main thing it did was stabilize tax rates so nobody got a tax increase. You know, they lied, oh, it's tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. The only new tax cuts in that bill were for people that work on tips and people that work overtime. And even the overtime pay was capped at a certain level. So no new tax breaks for high wealth people. But one of the other things they criticized us for is they said, the Democrats that voted no said, you're kicking millions of people off of Medicaid. Well, what they weren't completely honest about is they were citing the CBO projection that said millions of illegals are on Medicaid today, and because we're putting the verifications in place, those people here illegally will no longer be eligible for Medicaid. So yes, they would be removed from the Medicaid rolls. So they were criticizing us back then for absolutely kicking those people here illegally off of Medicaid. Now they're trying to put those people back on Medicaid while denying that they're doing it. You can't play games on both sides, and stop playing games with the American people. Why are you shutting the government down to give free health care to illegals? It's insanity, but that's what they're doing. And Maxine Waters confirmed it yesterday.
Well, and they're doing the same thing in California, right? Because they were saying that the Medi-Cal program didn't actually pay for illegals. Well, that's not true.
And you can go look. In fact, when we were moving the bill, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, actually was criticizing our bill because he said it would force him to remove illegals from his health care rolls in California.
Yeah, I mean, he admitted it.
He admitted it. This isn't a talking point of Steve Scalise or the Republican Party. This was Gavin Newsom, the Democrat governor of California, admitting he's got millions of people illegally on his rolls in Medicaid in California and Medi-Cal, and that he would have to remove them because of our changes.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was watching on CNN. They were saying that, and I flipped to MSNBC, and there's Newsom admitting just what you said.
Let's have an honest debate. Should people here illegally get taxpayer-funded benefits? I would say no, but They're out there saying,
well, the,
oh, we're
it's
not
the
even
only way
to
you're going to keep
they are,
it's the only way you're going to keep the border closed, right? I mean, the successes that we've had from the border, if you allow the enormous to stay there, what happens? They're going to try and figure out ways to get back into the country illegally.
Yeah,
if you're
they want them to
if you're rewarding
benefits,
them.
They want them to vote, they want them to have all these, and it's like, why don't we just get back to the rule of law? You want to come to America, we're still the most generous nation in the world. We let over 1 million people in legally. But we're getting back to rule of law. President Trump said we're going to secure the border, and Newley was elected on that. I mean, he didn't make any qualms about it, and he's done it, by the way. He followed through on that promise and all the other promises he made during the campaign. That's really what Chuck Schumer's most upset about, is that Donald Trump won the election. Well, guess what? The election was last year. You know, this isn't the time to relitigate the election. Don't have a tantrum and shut down the government and hold our troops hostage and everything else because you're upset with the election from last year. We got to move on.
Well, my big issue really is, too, we have over 40 million people that live below the federally identified poverty level. We have a lot of people that are citizens that are here that we need to take.
Let's help them.
Exactly. I mean, if I given the choice, I would want to spend some dollars there first before I start taking care of
$50 billion in his bill. He cut $50 billion out of rural hospitals to pay for the illegal health care. He cuts rural hospitals in his bill. Go look at his bill. It's online.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. So when do we think? I mean, I've heard a lot of people say we have 2 weeks because most of the federal employees are paid today and tomorrow.
15th. Yeah, that.
Yeah, and the next paycheck's on the 15th.
Look, I hope they don't drag this thing on. I mean, the bill's over in the Senate. They can pass it today if just five more Democrats join in and say we're going to end the madness. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's in the Senate's hands right now.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. And hopefully we have this thing resolved before the weekend.
Hopefully so. Great being with you, Noel. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Steve Scalise, U.S. Congressman representing 1st Congressional District of the great state of Louisiana and the House Majority Leader in the House. When we come back, we'll go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870. Well, I thought we were. We ran out of time, but we'll talk about it again tomorrow. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.